All right. So yesterday, we received our 2.5 to 3.5 inches of snow in the morning. We'll say 2 to 4, and it was a very light, misty snow the rest of the day. Until about 8:30, when in between 8:30 and 9:30, we received on the back end of this another inch and a half of snow yesterday, Pat.
Yeah, there were bands that all came off the lake.
It's amazing. It gets out of nowhere, boom, and it took a 2 to 3 inch snowfall and it pushed it up to 4 to 5 inches.
Yeah, well, I don't think that was in the cards.
No, but that's what's been happening in our section all winter long. You know that. How about that one storm where nobody got anything and we just had a blob of blue hang over us all day long and give us 7 inches of snow?
Yeah.
Which was a band. I mean, we've just had this. It's been just a bizarre winter.
Yeah, it hasn't been fun. Let's put it that way.
Well, no, because you guys are on the hot seat because things are so different and the models are. You have to actually forecast instead of just using computers.
I'm not too pleased about things that are going to be happening down the line because it's an experimental now, the GFS, but the new one goes into effect March 20th.
Well, at least that'll be the tail end of the snow season.
Well, you never can tell. If you know what I mean.
It better not snow in April, Pat. Otherwise, I'll move to Nicaragua or something.
You may be doing that, but I have no idea. All I can tell you is that I am definitely going to be watching this model right now like a hawk. I've noticed right now that it has a cold bias, and I also noticed that it has a snow bias, and it tends to have... predict more snow than the other models, and it's often wrong. So we're going to have to worry about that. In the meantime, it's going to be a sunny and chilly day for us today, the low 30s, clear cold tonight, mid-teens. Tomorrow, increasing clouds. Snow could come in late in the day, if not late in the day, early evening. So most of the day should be free, 30. Let's skip over Wednesday night. Let's go to Thursday. Wintry mix ends, some sun. And we go into the 50s on Thursday. We'll be in the mid-40s, sunny to partly cloudy Friday. Right now, the weekend finds for Saturday. Sunny to partly cloudy, mid-40s. Sunday's going to be rainy. Marshall's favorite. Sunday rain. But at least I know the weather will be dry for my premiere, which is Saturday night. Now, let's go back.
Sunday rain. What temperature is it going to be raining at?
In the 40s.
I hate you.
I could have said 30s.
Well, that means I'm going to be entombed. I have to come into work like I do every Sunday morning. But that changes any plans I might have for Sunday.
I'm sorry about that. Now, let me just tell you about this storm. How does this storm differ from the last couple? One, it's going to originate in the Gulf of Mexico. So right off the bat, it is going to have a lot more moisture. Two, it will take a similar track to the Great Lakes. This is what we're worried about. The warm front associated with the low will be working up along the coast. It's a warm front, not a storm, a warm front. Ahead of the warm front, as it gets into the cold air over the mid-Atlantic, will produce a wall of moderate to heavy snow. So tomorrow, we do expect moderate to heavy snow to fall from the Maryland Panhandle into Delaware, let's say up to Philadelphia, Atlantic City, southern Pennsylvania. A lot of these places could get 4 to 8 inches. But as the wall continues to move northward, it is going to weaken. And the biggest question right now is where does it weaken? Indications are as soon as it passes New York City, it weakens tremendously. Okay, New York City could get 2 to 5 inches. What do we think we could get? An inch or two.
Really?
Yep. if we're wrong about where it weakens, then we'd have to push all of that moderate to heavy snow up to us. But right now, we don't think that is going to be the case. This may be the case where you will get less snow, but you'll get more ice. So that's what we have to worry about Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Details yet to be figured out. We'll see what we can do this afternoon. But I was watching it like a hawk yesterday, and I'm watching it this morning very, very closely, and it really has not changed much from what I had seen yesterday. So taking a big deep breath, and we'll just go with this. As you know, you watch the network news on TV, and you know they said another winter storm. And I mean, you see all these car crashes and accidents and everything like that. You say to yourself, oh my God. But you know what? Out there in the plains in the Midwest, they have been getting really roughed up, you know, a lot more than us. So far, New England has really escaped a lot of it. I know there was a big accident yesterday on the Cape. Did you see that,
no,
Marshall?
No.
Big accident on the Cape yesterday. I don't know if there were any injuries, but I know it was a big accident because Boston yesterday wound up with 4 inches of snow as that storm went off the coast. So, you know, and I'm sure the Cape, I don't know how much they got, but they just bear a lot of watching. And that's what I will do. And again, that new model goes into effect March 20th. So I'm watching it right now like a hawk to see how it plays out with this storm and future storms. The one on Sunday, by the way, looks mainly like a rainstorm. So I don't think we have to worry about that.
I bet you we get the heavier snow. You know why? Because I'm just being contrary, because winter has been contrary this winter.
Yeah, I understand, you know, but there's just never no telling. You know, again, that heavy snow, when it gets to us, could be heavy freezing rain and sleet, which will be worse. Let's see, just out of curiosity, let's see what the infamous Euromodel is saying for your area, Marshall. That'll be real curious to see how much, I mean, even that model, truthfully, has had tons and tons of problems
yeah.
This wintertime. Yeah, so, you know, you can't go by it, but it's still been pretty accurate. Okay, it says, and let's make sure I got the right run. Yep, and it's for us. So it is saying that, could this be right? I guess so. It's saying Wednesday night that we will get 1/10, get this, of an inch of snow. A tenth.
A tenth, okay.
Of an inch of snow.
I like to measure 1/10 of an inch of snow, but go on.
Right, yeah, right. And almost a half an inch of ice. Total storm ice accumulation in inches. 0.43.
Well, let me put it this way. That's going to be wrong, because if that happens, that would be a disaster.
I totally agree. So I don't agree with it.
No.
I'd say
just take that and throw that in the garbage can of society.
Yeah. I think that's much too much, getting carried away here. And then, of course, it changes to rain. So I don't agree with that. I would say maybe we could get a tenth of ice, but only 1/10 of an inch of snow. Right. And that is for us. I wonder what they're saying. Let's take a look at the Berkshires and see if they do anything different for the Berkshires. The Berkshires, they are forecasting 3/10 of an inch of snow and 0.35 inches of ice. Not much different.
I just think that...
Just keep that in mind.
I take the I ran the weather patterns through the Oskaloosa Panhandle computer, and it says there's going to be a combination of rain, sleet, and snow. Snow accumulations anywhere from 0 to 6 inches, and ice accumulations anywhere from 0 to 2/10 of an inch. That covers everything.
That covers everything. Imagine if I could do a forecast like that. It'd be great.
That'd be fun. All right, Pat.
It'll be a lot of fun. All right, Marshall.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and say the rosary.
All right, take care. Pat Pigliano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robin Hood Radio.